Pete Seeger, How Can I Keep From Singing? That's the voice of Pete Seeger on his first recording, age 21. In time, he would become an American icon, the singer the government couldn't silence. And with the Lomax family and others, the Seegers sparked a folk music revival, a campaign to reintroduce Americans to songs their grandparents sang. Perhaps he was a musical patriot, bound like his New England Puritan ancestors to principle. Called before a congressional committee, he'd bring his banjo and try to sing truth to power. It didn't always work. He ended up perhaps the most blacklisted musician in American history. All this in the next hour of How Can I Keep From Singing, based on the book of the same name. I'm David Dunaway, and this is the second in a three-part series on Pete Seeger and on America's folk music revivals, based on historic recordings.
I once was a tool of oppression, as green as a sucker could be, and monopolies banded together to beat a poor hayseed like me. But now I've roused up a little, their greed and corruption I see, and the ticket we vote next November will be made up of hayseeds like me. Will be made up of hayseeds like me.
The tradition of using songs to reform the world goes back to the Battle of Jericho in the Bible, to Plato's Republic, to the Goliards in the Middle Ages who sang the news of the day. Music has always served as a barometer of society, whether or not those listening reflect on what it tells of their era. America's history of singing out against injustice is as old as the colonies themselves. When people feel mistreated, they sing about it. Abolitionists and farmers in the 18th and 19th centuries, environmentalists, union and anti-war organizers today. Often, the singers pay a price for their opinions. Pete Seeger.
You've heard me quote the Arab proverb, when a king puts the poet on a payroll, he cuts off the tongue of the poet. Great leaders like Dr. King, he says, without songs, our movement would not have gone as far as it has. You know, Andrew Fletcher in the 17th century says, rather than write a country's laws, I'd rather write a country's songs. Somebody told me Plato wrote, it's very dangerous for the wrong kind of music to be allowed in the Republic.
If you listen to the older music, politics is shot through it.
Cy Khan.
Not necessarily in the way that I think so many political artists, not just musicians, artists, think of political art today, which is that it has to be explicitly political. If you take the varieties of American music, it is a working class music, it is a poor people's music, not exclusively, but very heavily. And the politics are implicit because it's about work, it's about hard times, it's about struggling to put an existence together, it's about living on the margins of the law.